When the two disciples from the village of Emmaus recognized the risen Lord, they left at once and went back to Jerusalem to announce the good news to the 11 apostles. They found them gathered together with other disciples behind locked doors for fear of the Jewish authorities, but their state of mind had changed. "It is true," they said to the disciples from Emmaus, "the Lord has really risen and has appeared to Simon." Jesus had been to see this apostle privately. He was well aware that Peter, who had denied his Lord at the time of testing, was overcome with shame. Peter needed to know that he was forgiven and personally restored to fellowship with his Lord. When the two disciples from Emmaus heard this, they told the others how Jesus had joined them on the road and had explained the scriptures to them, and how they had recognized him when he broke bread at table. It was the evening of the day of resurrection, the first day of the week, Sunday. Jesus had appeared early that day to Mary Magdalene, and then to some of the other women who had gone to the tomb to anoint the Lord's body. But the disciples, overcome with grief, had refused to believe the women's report when they said they had seen the risen Lord. As the apostles and the other disciples were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." The disciples were very afraid, thinking they were seeing a ghost. Jesus said to them, "What is troubling you, and why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet marked by the nails, and his side pierced by the soldier's spear. In spite of their joy and wonder at seeing the Lord, the disciples were still troubled. So Jesus said to them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. The Lord did these things as proof to his disciples that he was not a mere spirit, but possessed a glorified body of flesh and bones. Christ had risen physically. The disciples could touch him, talk, and eat with him. He was neither a phantom nor a delusion. Their Lord and Master was there with them, alive and real, having been raised from the dead. Then the disciples really believed and were filled with joy. Jesus said to them, "This is what I told you when I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Then once again he said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." With these words, Jesus commissioned his disciples to carry on his work in the world and gave them the help and comfort of the Holy Spirit. 50 days later, at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit would come with great power upon them all. The apostles needed to be strengthened in their faith and encouraged in their work and witness by receiving their Lord's spiritual authority. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the others when Jesus came. So the disciples told him they had seen the Lord, but he would not believe. "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands," he said, "and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, the disciples were together indoors again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas answered, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Next episode, Jesus appears by the Sea of Tiberias.